This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. A local health official is questioning whether the state should delay plans to start giving the COVID-19 vaccine to teachers, childcare workers, and other groups on about March 1st. Darren Rausch directs the City of Greenfield Health Department. He says many local health directors continue to worry about insufficient supplies of the vaccine and have told that to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Rausch says seniors are the main group targeted to get the vaccine this month, yet barely a third have been able to do so in Milwaukee County.
This number is far too small, and it's a bit irresponsible to think about expanding eligible groups until we can drive this number.
Rausch says if the state is unable to meet new demand for the vaccine, a lot of people would be disappointed.
We would anticipate and expect a resultant frustration, mistrust, and confusion.
But state officials have been saying that it's okay to go ahead with the next group of vaccine recipients when a current group reaches 50% immunization. Department of Health Services Deputy Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says she expects that to happen with seniors by March 1st.
The pace that we are going at indicates that we are likely to be there. I want to say it's a big shout out to our vaccinators.
State and local health officials do agree that the number of new COVID-19 cases continues to go down, as do hospitalizations and additional deaths. But there remains a worry about a variant of the coronavirus that has been found in many locations, including Milwaukee County. Dr. Ben Weston of the County's Office of Emergency Management and the Medical College of Wisconsin says there are a few warning signs that another COVID surge may be coming.
And so if the new variant becomes dominant, which we've seen in every country that it's gone to, it pretty much does in the 1 to 2 months, then we would expect an increase and potentially, as other countries have seen, a dramatic increase in our case burden.
But Weston says any local surge can be prevented by more vaccinations and continued social distancing and wearing of masks. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.